Hello.
Hi, this is Shante returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes. Well, my name is Carol Lee, and I live in Springfield, Missouri. And while going over my bank statements, I see a charge here of $5.74 to a Purified Gentle G, which I've never heard of. I think I may have been charged for something I didn't get. I don't even know what your product is.
Okay, I'd be glad to assist you with that. Can you start off with giving me your zip code, please?
Yes, 65804.
65804?
Correct.
Okay.
And this was charged to my account on December 5th.
Okay, and what's the first and last name, again, associated with the account?
Carol Lee, L-E-A, is my last name.
Okay, give me a few moments. Let me see. Can I find you in the system? Okay, so for security purposes, can you verify your address for me, please?
1125 South Ingram Mill, apartment B as in boy, 103.
Okay, and
Springfield, Missouri.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm so sorry. I was waiting for my system to load so I can get into your account.
Okay. I have no idea if I bought whatever I bought. This may have just been a mistake.
Okay. So I see that... Yes, give me a few seconds. So I see on the 4th, you opted into the sweepstakes for an amount of $5.74 to receive a cooking product.
A what?
A cooking product.
Huh. I have no idea what that would be.
It's supposed to be for a cooking appliance, but it was for a sweepstakes. So the way it goes, you... Let me explain. You opt in for the sweepstakes, and you're held
what?
in a drawing for the product, for the cooking product, which would have been a product, and you receive the discount shopping store and $125 voucher for the discount shopping store.
I didn't get any of that. I'm 88 years old, and you know, every dollar I have is important to me because I don't have hardly any money. Could you just issue me a credit for that?
For the membership amount of the $67.32?
No, the $5.74 is on my was charged it from my bank.
With it, that was just a part of the sweepstakes, and that was listed within the terms and the conditions.
Well, why can't you issue me a credit for that? I didn't do it. I mean, I don't recall any of this.
Okay, so you didn't do it, because then if you didn't do it, I'll have to send it over to the fraud department.
Okay. Okay, I guess I could have my bank come after you. I don't know, you know, I don't know what to do. I know I didn't sign off on anything.
Well, I understand by you saying you want to file a dispute with your bank, but what that is, this dispute is not fully guaranteed the refund for the amount. Your bank will have to contact us to get the additional information, and we're going to provide them with the recording and the website where the terms and conditions state this of the sweepstake, the membership, and the trial. Then they will have to drop the dispute, advising you to give us a call back because we were confirmed that the charges are valid.
Can you go ahead and do that for me?
As far as I apologize for the inconvenience and the misunderstanding. So as a courtesy of it, let me check of what amount I can give you 35% back on it. But just let me check on something, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. I'm gonna place you on a brief hold, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Yes, ma'am. Miss Lee?
Yes,
ma'am. I'm seeing with the charge you're talking about that they had did for the 574, but I'm looking at your account. That's why I put you on a brief hold. Do you know they had charged your account? That's why I offered you the refund for that. You had been charged for your account, and again, like I said, when you sign up for the sweepstakes, it automatically enrolls you into a monthly membership, and they have charged your account in the amount of $67.32. So when you get that bill to further assist anything going for or anything else, I can refund that.
Okay. You mean I'm going to get another bill for $67?
Mm-hmm. But I can go ahead and refund that. But if you say with the 574 that you're talking about, I would if you saying you didn't do that, I would have to send you over to the fraud department for that one. But I will refund you for the amount of the $67.32.
Okay. Gosh, you know, I'm 88. I don't know if you have a grandmother that old or not, but things, I just get so confused, and I know that every dollar counts when you're this old.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand. Yes,
yeah,
ma'am. Just not when you're old, whether you're young, middle-aged.
Oh,
yes,
I
ma'am.
Know.
Yes,
I know.
Ma'am.
I know.
Mm-hmm. But yes, ma'am, I'll go ahead and refund you for the $67.32.
Okay. Right. Well, I do so appreciate it.
Okay, not a problem. So just give me a minute while I start applying the changes to the account to cancel your membership and refund you this.
Yes, please.
Okay, not a problem. One moment, okay?
Thank
I'm going to press you on a brief hold. Uh-huh. Ma'am, I'm still here. I'm just notating your account.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Just one more moment.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so I have that taken care of, and now I'm applying your refund, and the amount is $67.32.
Okay, and that should go back into my bank, right?
Uh-huh, within 3 to 5 business days. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Oh, my God, thank you. That's more important than the $5.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, and now I'm canceling the account. Where you won't get charged anymore.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my daughter in Wisconsin keeps telling me, Mom, do not punch any buttons.
Yes, ma'am, but it's okay.
But my generation is not good with it.
It's not anything to do with your generation. It's with everybody. We just let everybody do as they can say. It's not the fact that a lot of people overlook it. It's just the very, how do you hear them say, the very small fine print that'd be hard to see.
Yes.
So yes, ma'am. But it's not a problem. But I have you taken care of, and you're refunded. And whenever you're ready for your cancellation call, I'd be more than glad to assist you with it.
Okay.
Okay. You ready?
I am.
Okay. So it'll be C as in Charlie.
Just a minute. Hang on.
Yes, ma'am. No problem.
Okay. C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm. 263.
Okay.
169.
Okay.
634.
Okay. Is that it?
Yes, ma'am. That's all the complete.
Let me read that back to you.
It's okay, yes, ma'am.
C is in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
263-169-634.
Yes, ma'am. Correct.
Good.
So, yes, ma'am, that's your cancellation code, and your membership account is canceled, and then you're refunded the amount of $67.32, and that'll go back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Oh, you have just made my day, my dear.
Thank you so much. I'm glad that I could assist.
Well, you did. And you know, a few dollars makes a big difference when you don't have much of a bank account.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. And okay. I do apologize. So is there anything else that I can assist you with?
No, just feel good that you've made an old lady happy today.
Well, I'm glad I could be of service.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Miss Lee? Hello? Hello? Miss Lee? Thank you for calling customer support. How can I help you?